It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for the month of October, and we put in actually for the week a stronger performance overall. Little profit taking on Friday, but we're still going to finish the week with gains. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, after struggling to start the week and ending the week with a little bit of losses, we actually were able to see most of the grains post some gains for the week. A lot of the support coming from confirmation that Xi and Trump are going to actually meet on October 30th. That certainly is going to help, as it's supposed to bring a little bit more light to what we could see for potential exports of soybeans to China. That is going to be one of the big discussions that are going to be held on that day, along with the rare earth metals and port fees and a few other things that have been kind of festering with between the U.S. and China. Also helping to support the market is still strong demand. Basis levels continue to improve. That's helping to push the market here a little bit as well, mainly because of a little bit lower than expected harvest for soybeans. Yields just have not been coming in very good, and that is helping to put some underlying support into the basis side of things, as right now a lot of the end users are also going to be, because of the rumors of possible exports starting back up with China, are looking to secure product in the short term, as they're a little bit worried about being able to get enough product in the short term to keep their plants running. That's causing a little bit of competition here between the export market and the domestic market for basis levels. Overall, though, harvest is moving along pretty good as the weather continues to be pretty benign and allowing for harvest progress to continue. We should be pretty much wrapping up soybean harvest as far as the U.S. is concerned, and corn should be getting towards the back half of its last 30% of harvest. But overall, when we wrapped up the week, we did see some gains coming into Minneapolis wheat. We were up 6 to 8 cents, while Chicago was up 7 to 8 cents. We were 7 to 10 cents higher in Kansas City. Over in the corn market, a little quieter, but we were, about 1 cent on the higher side. Soybeans gained about 22 to 23 cents. Good strength in the soybeans because of the idea that the meeting is going to take place between Xi and Trump. Soybean meal was up, it looks like, about $13. Soybean oil was down about 86 cents. And canola gaining about $1 to $2. Meats got decimated last week as we continue to see major pressure on the idea that we're increasing imports. Live cattle lost about $6 to $8, while we saw feeder cattle lose anywhere from $18 to $20. Hogs seeing a quieter performance, down about 47 cents. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $4.35. Gold was down $76. We did see a little over a half of a cent gains in the dollar, and we saw the Dow Jones pick up over 1,000 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.